We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Back at it on Monday. Thanks for being here. It was a weird night because I lived on the bus last night. I didn't even go home. We played Faster Horses.
You came straight here?
In Michigan. Mm-hmm. And we took the bus after our set last night and drove all the way through. So,
dang.
But I'm always on fire the day I come in exhausted. It's tomorrow that you guys will suffer the wrath.
Yeah, great. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but I watch a lot of shows. Like, I'm watching Orange is the New Black. I'm finally back into that.
Mm-hmm.
The Keepers, it's so dark, Amy. I can't do more than an episode a week.
I know. I'm with you.
Are you done with the Keepers?
No, I had to take a break. It was heavy.
What did you say? You're watching High Castle Hill?
The Man in the High Castle.
I don't know what that is.
It's an Amazon show, like Netflix original. It's Amazon original. Yeah. And it's about if we had lost World War II. So West Coast is Japan and East Coast is Germany.
Oh, wow.
And there's also a middle part of America that's sort of like a free zone, I guess they call it. I can't remember the exact name. But my husband and I just started season two.
Is it good?
Yeah, we binged season one.
You know, the makers of Game of Thrones are doing a show called The Confederacy or Confederate. Have you guys heard about this?
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's if the South won the Civil War and there was still slavery.
Oh, wow.
Leading up to the next Civil War.
Wow.
Really?
And some people are protesting just the idea of it. But I'm never one to protest art. I just don't. First of all, this idea sounds like I'd be interested to watch and see this.
Yeah, like this. Hello, we've got like New York is basically Nazi Germany.
In that show?
In the show. Yeah, it's crazy.
And then secondly, if you don't like art, just turn your head from it.
Yeah, don't watch it.
And I'm not even talking, not even just this show or even this show, you know? You mm-hmm. have to complain.
Oh,
complaining
yeah.
actually helps because then people hear about it.
They're like, oh, what's this Bobby Bone show?
What are you watching?
I started Amy's show, Handmaid's Tale.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Whatever. Okay, The Handmaid. Well, I don't know how to say it. Whatever.
You like it?
Let me tell you, after every episode, you hate the world. You are so down. It is so depressing.
Really?
Oh, it's so sad. You feel for these ladies and just, oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I totally caught up on Designated Survivor. Are you guys still into that?
I'm caught up. I realized I was caught up. You said the other day you're caught up, so I was like, let me see where I'm at. And I was like two episodes behind, so I kind of did it while I was like doing laundry and blow dry my hair. I'm like, eh, I'm just not into this show.
Oh, I'm into it.
I'm not.
Yeah, I think Kiefer Sutherland's good.
Okay, well, I'm caught up. I don't care.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
You're going to like this one, Aim. Ryan Griffin, a Michigan barber at the Fuller Cut, is giving kids who bring in a book and read it out loud during their cut a 50% discount.
Nice.
So if they come in and read the book out loud, he's like half price off. He was inspired by another barber that does the same thing. And he said, hey, boss, can I do this? And it was like, yeah. So not only do the kids read, he quizzes them to make sure they're understanding what's in front of them so they're not just reading words.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the little things. That's a little thing. That's an awesome thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, love it. Ryan Griffin, I see you.
And that he was inspired by someone else doing it. That's why it's awesome to share the story because people get inspired.
I agree. Now I'm inspired to inspire more people.
You're not cutting hair, though.
No. Okay. You know that.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond on the Discovery Channel. Michael Phelps lost the 100-meter race against the simulated great white shark. Phelps was beat by about 2 seconds. Overseas, 12 U.S. paratroopers were hospitalized after a night jump in Romania. Luckily, they were all minor injuries, so that's really good news. And finally, in sports, congrats to Jordan Spieth on winning the British Open. He's the youngest American to ever do it, 23 years old.
If you're new to the show, over the past 4.5 years, Amy's been in the adoption process. So they tried to have a baby, no luck. They were trying to adopt domestically. They kept moving, so it kept resetting. Amy went on a mission trip to Haiti, and when she was at an orphanage, she was like, wow, I think I found these kids. And she said, wow. So she started the adoption process. And here we are 4.5 years later. The kids still aren't here, and it's frustrating. And because they should have been here by now, and you've been told they're coming, and they haven't been here yet. And so we go through the process.
Yeah.
And I would like for Amy to keep working here at the show.
Yeah.
For a long time, we thought you were going to leave. It was just known that Amy's going to leave the show.
Oh, for sure. Like, several years ago, especially if I was going to get pregnant and, like, have a newborn at home, I was going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm probably just going to leave the show.
So for Amy to have this job and work full-time, and her husband works full-time, you guys were hiring somebody to take care of the kids while you guys aren't there.
Yeah, and we already locked her in because, well, we thought the kids were coming, like, I don't know, back in April. And we didn't want to lose her because she's awesome.
Hey, breaking news.
What?
Breaking news.
What?
Amy?
She just got engaged.
Oh.
I know. And I just feel like, I don't know what's going to happen, but she's engaged, and I'm worried that we might lose her. And for sure, she could get married, get pregnant, have a baby, and then go be her own mom to her own kids instead of my kids. Like, yeah. All this could happen really quick. And I asked her, so, because I guess they've been dating for, I don't know, 5 years or something. So I was like, well, so when's the wedding? She's like, oh, we're making this thing happen quick. Like, and I was like, oh, great, quick. Now she's in wedding planning mode, you know? She got busy, got things to do.
Dang, now she's going to be planning a wedding.
Yeah, she's going to be planning a wedding. And then, you know, they've been together a long time. Like, I could see kids coming soon. And are you going to want to care for someone else's kids when you got your kids? I don't know. I'm just worried that I could be losing her before we even get our kids. Or, like, right when we get our kids. Because I thought, oh, in the long haul. Because she's, like, mid-20s. Thought we had some time. Nope. No time. I don't know what's going to happen.
Are you paying her enough where she can get her own nanny?
Ooh, good point.
No, don't be crazy. Oh,
okay.
Oh. No.
Any update with the kids?
No.
Okay, all right, cool. Thank you.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's do this. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Go ahead, Amy.
So there's this guy, he planned an entire wedding for his bride-to-be. She thought they were just going on a date, and boom, they got married. They already had a marriage license, but they hadn't picked a date for the actual wedding. And he surprised her, had friends at the house, loved ones waiting, and justice of the peace.
I saw the headline, and I was like, ooh, that's a risky date. But
yeah,
then I saw they had the marriage license, and she just was like, I wonder when we're going to do it. Not as risky. It's actually very cute. I like it.
I think if we knew, like, all the talks of what was going on, it was probably something that was maybe stressful for her. Or they couldn't nail something down. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to take care of this.
I do like it. Risky move if it wasn't already talked about. Lunchbox.
8-year-olds Griffin and Cheyenne are neighbors, and they were like, what are we going to do this summer? Let's start a lemonade stand together. So they have their lemonade stand. They're, get your lemonade! Get your lemonade! Well, 8-year-olds kind of forget about the stand overnight, and they left it, go inside, go to bed. Someone stole their lemonade stand. So they put a sign up, said, please bring it back. The community saw it and bought them a new lemonade stand.
Wow. That's cool.
Nice.
Firefighters were fighting this wildfire, and the family had got out. But the dog, they couldn't find the dog when they were leaving because the dog was out running around. So they had to leave the dog. So the firefighters find the dog, go, whose dog is this? Post it on Facebook. The family sees it. I was like, that's our dog. We couldn't find him when we had to evacuate.
Oh, my gosh.
They got back together with the dog because the firefighter took a picture of him and posted it on the Facebook page.
Love it.
Isn't that crazy?
Love it.
That's good news. Thanks for being here.
Bobby Bones.
Eddie watched Candy Crush, the TV show.
Oh, gee. I did. It was the same night that Game of Thrones came on. I was like, I'm going to choose a new Candy Crush.
Oh, that's been like a week then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we were talking about it over here because Eddie liked to play the game Candy Crush on his phone. I'm one of the people that never played Candy Crush. And I know there's something to it because a lot of people do it. So there's probably something enjoyable about it.
Absolutely.
I just never got into it. So I didn't even understand the game. And I saw Mario Lopez hosting and people were like swinging from ropes. And I was like, that's not like an app. So what did you think of the show? Because I know you love that game.
I love the game. And so I expect that they're going to turn this into a life like scenario of Candy Crush. Guys, it's basically the game like... And people, like you said, hanging on ropes, walking on ladders, and trying to play the game on huge screens.
So what's the game? Do you push it with your hand?
Yeah. There's like a, I mean, 5-story big iPad that they use, and they get on ladders, and they try to swipe the candies to crush them.
So it's like Tetris.
Yeah, you try to match 3 or more candies, and then they crush, and you get points for that.
It doesn't come across well on TV?
It's just the game. Like, you like the game. It's kind of fun. Dude, game shows are great. What I loved about it is the whole family could watch it. The kids liked it. We could do this every Sunday night, or I think it's Sunday night, yeah.
What about that Beat Shazam? Anybody watch that?
No.
Mm-mm.
So, and I haven't seen it, but apparently they start a song... And you have to ring in before Shazam catches it and tells you what it is.
That's awesome.
And
I think you're playing against 2 other people, and Bobby would win this game hands down.
He's so good at that.
I'm good at quick, so I'm just good at being quick.
Shazam's like, what, 5 seconds?
I don't know. But Jamie Foxx is hosting it, so when they announced that, I was like, they must think the show's legit because they have a legit host. Who hosts the other one?
Mario Lopez, and he was pretty good.
Okay, but that's like a different level down.
But I'm going to be real with you. As soon as I was watching, I was just like watching him host and everything. I was like, why is Bobby not hosting Candy Crush? Oh. Dude, no pun intended, crushed it.
Here's my TV life story. You ready?
Okay.
I get offered every bad show. I didn't get offered Candy Crush. If it's a bad show on like Pop Network or Oxygen, like a game show that comes on at midnight,
yeah.
I get offered these shows. And so I don't take the ones that I don't think. And also, they want to go to LA for 3 or 4 days a week. And I could, but I don't because I don't think the show's going to be good. Secondly, all the good shows, I get put on like, I'm like 8th on the list.
Oh.
So whenever they have America's Got Talent, I knew who they wanted. They wanted the Wayans brother. Tyra Banks was on the list, but I was like 7th. So I never get the good ones. I always get offered the bad ones. So I'm in this purgatory place for all these TV shows.
But so, your time will come.
Maybe. Well, I know I've hit it before. Like, I got a show on ABC.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders and I were doing it. But then I couldn't move to New York. But I got it. Like, yeah. That was the show. Then I couldn't move to New York. But anyway. Yeah, I like to go on Beat Shazam. That'd be fun. I'd like to go on Jeopardy, though.
Ooh,
dude,
yeah.
You'd be so good
I think
at
you'd
that.
Do better at Shazam. Because Jeopardy is just so random.
I know, but that's just from my heart. There were 2 shows I always wanted to go on. Jeopardy and The Bachelor and Be The Bachelor.
Do you ever want to do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
It's trivia, but not really. I was never pulled into that one so much. Yeah. So you're saying Candy Crush isn't that good?
It's okay. Good family show, though. Watch it with a fam.
I don't have one, but thank you.
Oh.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So a Dierks Bentley song is going to be used on the soundtrack of a movie. It's called Only the Brave, and it's about the elite firefighters who were sent to battle the crazy deadly wildfires in Arizona back in 2013. Dierks, who is from Arizona, tweeted that he was so honored to have a song in this film. The movie opens October 20th, which, speaking of movies, the World War II one, Dunkirk, it topped the box office this weekend with $50 million.
Yeah, Mike D said it was really good. It said Harry Styles
Styles is actually a pretty good actor, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so talented. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Washington. 37-year-old Lacey Anderson walked into a convenience store, went up to the counter, and said, "Give me all the money in the register. I got a weapon." Goes to his waistband. Guy hands him $180. He runs out, jumps in his car, and he's like, "Oh no, where are my keys?"
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
He looks and he sees him sitting in there on the counter. He's like, "Oh, I don't have time to go back in." So he took off on foot. He only made it about 2 blocks before police arrested him.
I forgot his keys. You know how when you go and you check your pockets, like, do you have every, or I don't know how you, how women do it, but for us, it's like, do I have the normal things that make me feel complete? Phone, check. Wallet, check. Keys, check. Because that's how you leave the house.
Right.
And he's like, "Get my bag of money, check. Phone, check. Uh-oh, no keys."
Whoops.
Oh, and then you see them in there. I think you probably go back in and get them. You have to run in real quick.
You know what he was missing?
What?
A fanny pack.
That's true.
That one didn't keep up with everything.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Shane in California, what's up?
What's up, Bobby?
Man, we're on the air doing a radio show. What are you doing right now?
Right now, I am just chilling, actually in bed. It's like 4 a.m. here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's pretty early.
Yeah, I appreciate you waking up and calling us.
I never went to sleep.
Oh, so you haven't checked out yet. So it's still the day before. All right, what can I do for you, man?
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to you coming to Modesto. I got some tickets. Look, I'm taking auditions for a date to bring to your show, but I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, I'd like to. So my Funny and Alone stand-up comedy tour will be coming to Modesto, if anybody out there wants to come. And so this guy here named Shane is coming to the show. He bought 2 tickets, but you need to fill another one of the tickets.
Correct.
Now, do you like guys or girls?
I'm into girls.
Okay, so that's question one. Question two, do you have like a Twitter page that people can go look at and maybe go, "That's the kind of guy I like to go out with"?
I do have a Twitter page.
Go for it.
It's at SHNMarshall96.
At SHNMarshall96. Like Shane Marshall. SHNMarshall96. Well, I hope anyone out there in Modesto or like Monterey, Fresno, even Sacramento, like, I hope they look and they see this Shane. And Shane, if you get a date from this, call me and I will, you know, I'll make you look cool. I'll bring you to the show and be like, "Oh, my buddy Shane, what up, dude?" You know what I mean?
Definitely, Bobby.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for calling. I hope this works out for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Bobby.
I appreciate you, Shane. Man, look at this guy. I liked it. I like the effort. Like, call the show, get on there.
I like it.
If you want to come to the Modesto show, or if I'm doing one in Biloxi, Mississippi, too, BobbyBonesComedy.com. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Man, look at Shane calling the show.
Bobby Bones.
You see the preview for Stranger Things 2 over the weekend?
I didn't, but I read that it was out, and I was like, oh, I got to go watch it.
Anybody else see the preview?
No.
How do you guys miss it?
How did it look?
It was all that was on the internet.
Oh.
Like, I did read a headline. I'll admit that, but I didn't watch it.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah?
Like, you just don't know. I mean, there's some Michael Jackson. There's some fun music from back then.
Okay.
October 27th, Stranger Things 2. How excited are you guys about it?
Super.
Are you?
So excited.
I guess your kids could watch it too, huh?
I guess.
But no?
More for me.
Had some airline trouble this weekend. So I ended up flying into Boston and driving, and I stopped in a town called Easton, Massachusetts. And there's a restaurant called The Farmer's Daughter. Just randomly stopped there. I didn't even know where I was. And so I said, "Hey, I'm with Farmer's Daughter." I did a little Snapchat. This restaurant's pretty nice. Listeners came out like crazy.
That's awesome.
I probably met 10 listeners. And it was probably like half an hour outside of Boston. And so I started posting them on my Instagram. There's some up at Mr. Bobby Bones. So everybody's listening in Boston up on the Bull. Or Easton. Or The Farmer's Daughter. I don't even know. It was crazy.
Shout out.
People were showing up in B-Team shirts. It was awesome. Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to see that.
Mr. Bobby.
I have a funny Luke story coming up. We played a music festival yesterday, and we played a couple acts before Luke.
Uh-huh.
Our band, The Raging Idiots, played after Lauren Elena, but before Old Dominion, and then Luke Bryan came on. And Luke came and watched our set.
He did?
Was sitting on side stage. I'll tell you about it later.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Here you go. A Texas school district allows paddling of students.
They're bringing back paddling as a form of punishment in schools. They voted 6-0.
Wow.
Students can be paddled for minor infractions, such as not following classroom school rules. So here we go. Yes or no, should paddling be allowed in schools? Amy.
With the parents' consent.
Lunchbox.
No chance.
Eddie.
0%.
Zero. Wow.
Zero. No.
We had paddling, and I know it's not the same now. It's a risky thing because if you hit a kid hard and he gets bruised, all they have to do is go, oh!
Yeah.
I mean, it's a risky endeavor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to have the parents' permission. I'm okay with it. I felt like it was good for me. I only got licks once. I was holding my tongue going, who slid sheets on? And what, you know, when you accidentally say a bad word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got licks. I guess Coach Gandalf gave us licks sometimes in football, but that was just for fun.
Like, because if you were goofing off or if you did bad.
Goofing off before practice.
Okay.
Like if you were.
I was like, that was a bad throw.
No, it does not work.
Paddle.
Scott in Virginia, what do you think about corporal punishment in schools?
I actually agree with it. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest myself where, and on the farm. So if you didn't listen to what your parents said, you ended up getting a belt or a paddle. But I'm also active duty Navy, so I understand where if you act up, you need to learn your lesson, learn your place.
Yeah, and usually if you get licks at school, you get them at home too. So it was like double the licks.
It's true.
But the thing is, back in the day, it wasn't as let's call CPS and get them involved and see what's really happening. And a teacher can get in trouble. If I were a teacher, I would be scared to give a kid licks.
Oh, for sure.
Because what if you hit them hard and they go, oh, they hit me too hard. Lindsay in Georgia, hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Rush into work.
What do you think about this?
My aunt is a principal. She gets to give spankings. And, I mean, honestly, she said it always works out, you know, for the better because, I mean, you're not calling parents, you're not having to leave school early or miss anything just because you want to be bad and act out for a reason. Or, I mean, honestly, I think I'd be pretty embarrassed to say that my teacher had to spank me earlier. So I think that makes kids act a little better because, I mean, nobody wants their principal spanking them.
I don't know, it's a badge of honor, Mountain Pine. Did you get licks? Yeah, how many did you get? 4? Dang.
Respect.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
We'll take more of these calls. A school district in Texas says bring back corporal punishment. They voted 6-0. Parents can decide if they want to opt in or out of the program. They will not get a call, but if they say they're in, then their kid just gets licks. But if they say they're out, their kid gets nothing.
Right.
So it's not all the way where you just call them and go, hey, I'm about to give your kid a paddling. But it's if, okay, you're in, your kid's up, and if you're not, man, I think I got paddlings. My school got paddlings when I was a kid. If someone's parent said, nah, they're out, they would have got made fun of so much.
Oh, well, maybe you didn't. Okay, then, but yeah, now they have to keep it quiet, right? They wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't like where.
Oh, yeah, people would know. People know everything.
Oh.
Yeah. Lunchbox does not think the kids should get licks.
Because there are certain students that the teachers like more than other students. So if one kid is talking, if there's two kids talking, the one that they don't like, they're going to get the paddling. The other one, oh, Johnny, just be quiet. Because teachers hated me. And some kids would do the same thing I was doing, and I would get in trouble. I would get, you know, sent out in the hall where they would just be like, hey, be quiet. So I feel like they have an unfair bias towards certain students. So this is a bad idea.
But that's also a lesson in life because there's a bias toward people in all life for the rest of your life.
Right. And so I don't think those kids should be punished by getting hit because the teacher has a bias. Because my fourth grade teacher, she was a sexist.
Boy. She was a what?
A sexist.
Okay.
She didn't like males.
Yeah.
And so all the guys always got in trouble. Females, never in trouble.
A sexist.
Truett.
She was.
In Austin. Hey, Truett.
Hey, what's up?
What do you think about this?
I was in junior high school and I got plenty of them.
Okay, you're also 53.
And I'm 53, when I got home, I got it again.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you got it back in the day, like, you got it again. Well, it's just so risky for teachers to do it now, because if you hit a kid too hard, you could probably get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, Truett, you say yay.
Respect.
You say yay.
I say yay.
All right. Hey,
respect.
It's teach kids respect. Yeah. Eddie, you have two kids. What if they hit your kids?
I don't like it. If I'm going to do any kind of disciplining physically with my kids, it's going to be with me, my wife, us. But no one else should discipline my child by hitting them.
You're on the air, Casey in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. What do you want to say about this?
This is wrong for so many reasons, so many. But we have a, I work in a district where a principal just got fired very rapidly for spanking a child. So also, if you want to keep your job, it's a bad idea. But it's wrong for so many reasons more than that.
It does seem like it's just too risky as a teacher. Like there's only one designated paddler.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Well, but if it's allowed, you're not going to lose your job.
You can't if you hit them too hard.
Oh.
I mean, it's like that being a parent.
If you hit them too, you can hit your kid, but if you hit them too hard, you
could be in trouble.
Is it that all teachers are going to be able to do it or they have a designated spanker? Like it's the one person.
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
It says the parents can opt in or out of the program.
Maybe they could go to a spanking course.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Maybe we could teach them behavior other than teaching them that hitting solves problems. We could teach them pro-social behaviors. That would be better.
I like it.
See, I like this lady. She's
like
smart.
That.
Casey, appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Okay. Thanks for all the calls. There isn't a right answer.
But there kind of is.
There kind of is.
To y'all.
If you go over to my Instagram, you can see I screenshotted Amy's bio. And it says, hey, one day I saw Bobby eating alone, and I went up to him, and the next thing you know, I've been his co-host every year. And that's Amy's bio, and I laughed out loud, and I reposted it. But then Amy messaged me. She's like, oh, I shouldn't have bothered you while you were eating.
Well, I started thinking about how the last several years, you know, we have this rule. Like, if you see a celebrity...
But that's the thing. I wasn't a celebrity.
Well, you were on the radio. I mean, barely.
Barely.
I
was like,
I definitely was with one of my best friends, and I was like, I think that's Bobby Bones. And she definitely was like, who?
Yes. It wasn't even a thing. I was getting my tires rotated, and Amy comes up at a Culver's, and I was like, hey. But her bio, and she was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because, I mean, had I known the rule back then, which I didn't, so this was like 12 years ago or so, what if I would have never said hi, because of the rule.
I think I was done eating.
Okay.
But the rule is, and it wasn't placed for us. People were like, hey, when can I go up and talk to a celebrity?
Yeah, not for us, but.
The rule, no, still for us, though. If I'm eating, at least let me finish eating.
Okay.
Even you, like, wait till I finish eating.
Oh.
I don't like touching people's hands while I'm eating.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even like people I know coming up to me while I'm eating, because I don't want to, like, hey, if I would get, I don't want to shake someone's hand while I'm putting my hands into food.
Okay.
But, like, if you see a celebrity, you can always go up to them unless they're eating or if they have their kids with them.
Yeah.
That's when you leave them alone. So,
like, what if I had never said hi to you? What in the world? Like, where would my life be? What would I be doing?
What do you think you'd be doing if you weren't on the show?
Man, well, we know I still wouldn't have kids yet at this point. So I'd probably still be working and I would be wherever my husband was. I bet maybe if he'd stayed in the military, so many things would be different. I would still be married to my husband, I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
Well, I mean, cause I wasn't married to him when I started the show. Right. So I don't know what I would be doing.
Lunchbox?
Selling granite?
Man, I would probably be the manager somewhere. Jason's Deli, I could have worked my way up the chain there. But I probably would have moved on from that, you know, because some bigger company would have come and got me.
Oh, a headhunter would have got you from Jason's Deli.
Okay, yeah,
something would have happened. I'd probably still be partying. I wouldn't be as big a celebrity, but people would recognize me as the guy of whatever company. If I'm a delivery guy or whatever, they'd be like, oh, aren't you the guy that delivers my newspaper or something like that? Maybe have kids. I don't know.
Well, why don't you have kids now? How has this held you back from having kids?
Man, you always keep me so busy.
You don't do anything. If everyone on the show, you have the life.
I mean, you can look at it that way.
Yeah, we all do.
We do.
You have the American dream of this radio show. You come in, you make a good living, you crack a few jokes, no pressure is on you in any way, and then you go home.
You don't think there's pressure on me to crack those jokes?
I don't put any on you.
I know, but the people out there, the listeners, are hoping for it. Every day they tune in, they're like, man, I hope Lunchbox says something funny today. And that's a lot of pressure when you wake up in the morning to know that their happiness depends on you.
So you think a lot of people's happiness depends on you? Like their day is not as good?
Absolutely. If they listen to our show and I'm not funny, they go, the rest of their day is not as good.
Interesting.
They're in a bad mood, they're upset, whatever, sad.
Would we all agree Lunchbox has the American dream job, even of this American dream job?
Absolutely, the best job ever.
You have the best job on the best job.
Yeah.
Like, you're the 1% of the 1%.
Hey. You've earned it.
Hey, you have earned it, buddy.
Yeah. Bobby
Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Scotty McCreery tried to explain why he was carrying the handgun that the TSA confiscated last week. He had gone to a shooting range a few days earlier, and he forgot that he still had it. Obviously, and lesson learned.
Lots of bullets in there, but he should go to jail for a day. You can't take a gun to the airport. Listen, I have guns. I'm cool with guns. I love guns. We should all have guns, as long as we know how to use them. You can't be taking them to the airport. We should throw us, if a celebrity does something, we throw them in jail so everybody sees it. Like, you're a celebrity, you get the benefits of being rich and famous, but you do something stupid, you should get punished for it. If I had a rattlesnake, legal, and I had it in my bag, and they opened it up, and it bit them. That same thing's happening. What if somebody hits the gun?
Yeah, well, he does have a license to carry
it. I can take a rattlesnake wherever I want to.
Okay, and he had the
go to jail. Go to jail. Go to jail. Go to jail.
He said he's been a permit holder since he was robbed at gunpoint in 2014.
I've been robbed too. I had a gun in my head.
So he was at the shooting range.
I should go to jail if that happened to me. I would just go, I turn myself in, put me in jail a day for being an idiot.
Yeah, he had the ammunition and everything. It was all in his backpack.
He had like 60 in the airport. Again, I am very much pro-gun. But the other day, my alarm went off in my house. First thing I did was grab it. I have the one, I don't want to say, never mind. But I have I have different kinds of guns. I have a home intrusion shotgun, which is almost like a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah.
Like a sawed-off 12-gauge. It's pretty cool to swing around. I'm not going to lie to you.
And then pump it.
I only pump it if I think there's trouble, and I do it so they can hear it.
Yeah.
But I didn't pump it. The alarm was going off, and I figured my dog just knocked something over. But don't go to the airport with a loaded gun. Like Shay from Dan and Shay also did it.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah.
In Nashville. They should put him in jail right now just to prove all the round them up. Round them up, put them all in jail.
Even though it was like a year ago.
Yeah, yeah. This is the new rule. If you're a celebrity and you take a gun to the airport that's loaded, you can also put it in your bag and take it as check luggage.
Yeah, check it.
No issue there. Scott McCurry tried to go into the beep, beep. Oh, sorry, sir. What's that in your pocket? Oh, it's a machine gun. Oh, go to jail. All right, Amy, what else you got?
Well, Michael Phelps tricked us along with the whatever.
He didn't trick us.
Well, he definitely alluded. I was watching promos that he was going to be swimming against a shark.
And he was swimming against a shark. It was a virtual shark. Like, they tricked us.
Yeah.
Wasn't swimming against a real shark.
I even watched a clip of him on Entertainment News where he was talking about how he was going to be swimming against a shark.
Virtual shark.
Yeah, but he never said the word virtual.
I know.
Clearly, we can't put Michael in one lane and a white shark on the far lane.
Stupid.
Yeah.
This is the show I was watching with Luke, Brian. The big screen was on the tour bus. I had finished, and I was like, we're going to bet on it. They were betting on who was going to win, Phelps or the shark.
Yeah.
Until they were like, clearly, we can't put him. Because I was going to bet he's going to get bit. I was like, I'm going to take 5-1 odds that Phelps gets bit by the shark. But I walked away because I thought, and then I went to the bus, our bus, and it was a virtual shark. And I was like, what? And he's wearing a fin? The whole thing was stupid.
It's pretty dumb.
It was.
Pretty dumb.
Like, put him up against a real shark and let's see how he stacks up. Water boy. You think you're so good in the Olympics? Let's see how good you do against that shark.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a simulation. And we're going to use the speed data that we obtained from all of our testing in order to have...
That's so dumb. What else? I don't know what's dumber, that or carrying a gun to the airport. They should put Phelps in jail, too, for tricking us. You done?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
All right.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I need a good laugh today.
The Morning Corny.
What did the boyfriend calculator say to his girlfriend calculator?
What did the boyfriend calculator say to his girlfriend calculator?
Oh, let me count the ways I love you. No? What?
That was the Morning Corny.
One of our big bosses messaged me and was like, I love the Morning Corny.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, which one?
Kevin LeGrette.
Really?
He was like, I was like, how old are you?
Get your balls on. This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
Lunchbox, when are you going to have your first kid? Like, when do you think?
Well, I think that whenever my wife gets pregnant, probably about 10 months from then, we'll have a baby.
Okay.
But, I mean... That's whenever it happens. I mean, really. Like, there's no...
Are you guys rooting it on? Are you checking?
I'm rooting it on.
Yeah?
I'm rooting it.
I wonder, because I'm reading about this boy. His name's Flashy. They call him Flashy. His name's Demarion Moore. He was arrested for the fourth time in 6 weeks, 10 years old, for stealing cars.
Oh, you think this is what Lunchbox's kids
so this
do?
That's why I asked. Yes.
I thought you were genuinely interested in when I was having a kid.
But. I am interested in that. But he's 10 years old. He's stealing cars.
When you think about it, he really didn't start having a criminal history until like the last month or so.
Right.
So he's never been in trouble before. But then once again, he's a 10-year-old kid that's getting involved with the wrong people. And his life is starting to spiral out of control. So now we got to figure a way to stop that. And how do you do that? He's been arrested several times this week for in auto thefts and stolen cars. I think this kid can't be saved because he's so early.
He's 10. He stole 4 cars. I'm 37. I've stole none. I'm 4 back.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's terribly sad.
He also cut off his ankle monitoring bracelet to get another car.
Wow.
I don't think it's sad yet. I don't think he's old enough for it to be sad yet.
I don't think he realized. I think he's 10 years old. He's just like having fun.
He's just having fun. That's why I don't think it's sad yet. And he's not lost yet. Like, he's still at a place where you can still grab him and save him.
Here's what
I wonder. Like, parents listening out there, do you have kids that were just in a ton of trouble and you kind of put them on the right path? Where you had to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh. At a young age, after you're about 14 or 15, I think you're just wired away. I think it's tough. But, like, you have an eight, nine-year-old who's just completely disruptive. Stealing cars is a whole different level. That's why I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got to know some of what he's doing.
It's funny. I bet he has just friends that are like, oh.
That's what I think, too.
Hey, Flashy, steal the car.
Right, right. Flashy. Like he said, hanging out with the wrong crowd.
Yes. And that does it. You're around bad people, you're going to make bad decisions. That's not just for kids. If you're around people that aren't motivated in life as an adult, you're not going to be motivated in life as an adult. Like, surround yourself with people that are like-minded. Like, if you have big goals and dreams and aspirations and you want to work hard, that's who to put around you. I always like to put people who are better at me than me. That's why I have all you guys. You guys are better at life than me. So I need people to help me with life.
Yeah, but you're like Captain Dreams and Goals and Aspirations.
That's what we get from him.
But life, you guys are like the best in life.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You guys go and lead lives and are normal people.
Yeah.
We encourage you to be more normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air. Scott in Indiana. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby. What's going on?
Thank you for calling.
Hey, man. I'm a first-time caller. I just want to give a shout-out to you guys, Bobby, Lunch, Amy, Bobby. You guys are awesome. I'm a police officer here. I listen to you guys every morning. And, man, you make my shift go fast. And you make me laugh, and it's like I'm listening to a group of friends.
I appreciate it.
So, Amy, I want to tell you, you're going to be a great mom. I can tell just by the way you talk about your kids. I can't wait for them to come. Lunch, I love hearing you. Dude, all I do is win. I wish you could do that every single day, because that cracks me up. And Bobby, man, you're just a good dude. And I just want to say that I appreciate you guys, and I'm happy to listen. So have a good one.
Well, thanks, Scott. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
See ya.
All right. Our number is 877-77-BOBBY. By the way, if you drink orange juice for breakfast, you're basically drinking candy. Just so everybody knows.
Oh, wow.
What? Sugar.
So much sugar in it. People are like, oh, orange juice, healthy. I mean, it's pretty close to drinking candy. And they're like, listen, if you drink orange juice with your meal, it's like all this sugar and you eat other bad food because sugar wants more sugar. So I was reading that story yesterday.
So orange juice is bad for you?
It has good things about it. But orange juice has a lot of sugar in it.
It's just going
to spike your blood sugar and cause you to crave more things.
What do you not understand? Here's the rule.
Like, I thought oranges were good for you.
Let me make it easy for you. If it tastes good, it ain't good.
So apples are bad for you.
You know, there's sugar in apples. There's carbs in apples. Just generally, if it tastes good, it ain't good.
Man, that's terrible.
You can have some apples. I wouldn't have 10 a day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want the doctor, have one.
That's right, because an apple a day
keeps the doctor away.
So, just if it tastes, say it with me, if it tastes good.
If it tastes good.
It ain't good.
It ain't good.
You need to eat like Amy does, all green and gross.
It's not gross. It tastes good.
Then it ain't
all
good.
It is good.
Our band played Faster Horses yesterday. We're in a band called The Raging Idiots. And so, the main stage, which there was like 50,000 people there. Michael Ray played, then Lauren Elena, then us, the Raging Idiots, Old Dominion, Brett Eldridge, and Luke Bryan. That was the lineup for yesterday. And so we get there early in the morning. Our bus goes in. By the way, we had Blake Shelton's bus.
Remember that? No, wow. We did. Yeah, I didn't realize
one
that.
Of Blake's buses. Oh. So we go in and we drive in and I get out and there's Luke Bryan standing around and he's like, "I'm gonna come watch you guys play," and I'm like, "Well, we're on at 4:30." He goes, "No, I'm coming to watch you guys because everybody's back in the back just on buses," but the storm hits, huge storm, so we're delayed like 2 hours, and I'm like, "Well, I kind of didn't want Luke to come anyway because we're not Luke. Like, Luke's got all the bells and whistles and he's really good.
He's great."
And so all of a sudden, we're doing a song, the Golden Girl song, you know, and I look over and Luke's sitting 3 inches off the side of the stage, just watching, laughing his butt off, like, and I look over at him and give him a little hip thrust,
yeah,
and he's like,
"You gave him the boom boom."
Yeah, I gave him the boom. Luke boom boom back to him. I think Luke sat there for 3 songs.
Wow,
but
that's
then people
awesome.
Started to notice he was back there, and he felt like a distraction, so he scurried back to his place.
I mean. The crowd of people y'all were playing to was insane. I mean, obviously, all I saw was pictures, but there were so many people.
Yeah, there are like
so many people.
50,000 people at Faster Horses. And we're playing Watershed next Sunday in Washington State. And then we're playing Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
At the Orpheum. I don't even know. I don't even know what's happening with our life.
It's amazing.
We go around, sing songs. A woman in Pennsylvania stole a cab last week. Which I'm always like, why do people steal cabs or ambulances or cop cars? Because they stick out like crazy.
Yeah.
She stole the cab, and then she started picking up people and taking fares.
No. Oh. Cash only.
She gave rides to at least 2 passengers before the cops tracked down the cab and arrested her. She was 65 years old. Her name is Betty from East Germantown, Pennsylvania. She caught the cab last Thursday night. She and the driver got into an argument about the fare. And when he got out of the cab, she jumped into the driver's seat and stole it and then started driving around picking up people. That's kind of awesome in a way. Like, it's a victimless crime, right?
Okay, yeah. Well, nobody got hurt.
Kind of.
Right. Yeah.
Because the cab driver got his car stolen.
I mean, he's the victim. He
like,
the
as long
victim.
As the car...
He was stranded.
Yeah, but
I mean, well, she's... And he's, okay, like, okay, losing
okay.
money.
It was mostly a victimless crime.
Okay. Totally, yes.
Mostly.
And I laughed. As long as nobody got hurt. Up at BobbyBones.com, the big hot topic. Should paddling be allowed in schools? Because voted 6-0, they say yes in this one Texas school district. And I had paddlings when I was a kid. Amy had them. Lunch and Eddie say no. But you can go vote at BobbyBones.com if you want to see that. There was the ICU, too, where a barbershop, they give kids discounts for reading aloud during their haircuts. I was looking at your Instagram, Amy, and your 2 kids.
Yeah.
They're not in the United States yet, but they're studying English. They have their little books out.
Yeah.
Like, how is their English getting better?
I hope so.
But you don't know? You talk to them on Skype, right?
I know. I think that they're sandbagging a little bit.
I don't think they are, because you told me that, and then I tried to talk to them, and they didn't talk very good English.
Listen, it's because they're still in an environment where they don't have to use it. I feel like once they're here, some of it's really going to come out, and this tutoring's going to come in handy. Because they've been, you know, meeting with this tutor for a couple years now. So I'm just banking on the fact that they're sandbagging. And they definitely understand way more than they used to. They understand.
And you have no interest in learning their language.
It's not that I have no interest. I've just tried. It's just not my thing.
Languages are hard.
I know. It is. I took Spanish for 8 years. Why are y'all laughing at me?
They need
to. It's not your thing.
I mean,
that's like when Eddie goes.
I'm being honest.
When Eddie goes, laundry's not my thing.
Yeah, right.
And we give him a hard time. Because your kids are going to come.
And they need to learn English, not speak their
They're going to speak Creole, and you're going to have no idea what they're saying behind your back.
No, I've spent 2 weeks with them, and we got along just fine.
But I'm.
And that's their heritage, though, Amy. You got to, like, respect their culture. They
got
to know
their language.
Are
y'all judging me for this for real?
Because
there's plenty of people that have adopted from all over the world, and they don't learn the language that their children speak.
This
y'all
is
are
a
making me feel
free zone.
No, I feel
with
really
with two
judged.
Kids, I would be worried they'd have conversations I would not know what they're saying.
But
that would be the only reason I'd be like, "What?"
Yeah,
what
and I have had that. I have had that. I'm like, "Are y'all talking bad about me right now?" Because
for
if
sure
so,
are.
That needs to stop. But they need to learn English.
No doubt.
They are going to survive here by learning English.
I would just want to know what they were saying to each other.
Oh, so that's why. I don't think that's why Eddie or Lunchbox, like, you're saying it because you want to know. Like, they're judging me for not doing it.
No, for sure they're judges. Yeah. I just want to know what the kids are saying.
No, my wife gives me crap all the time because she wants me to teach my kids Spanish, and I don't.
Oh, okay.
So it's like,
so
because
are
they are half
me?
Mexican, so it's like they should know Spanish, even
right.
though they know English very well.
I just want to know what they're saying.
Yeah, well, that too.
Like, okay. What did you do wrong? What are you hiding? because I know you're doing something right now and you're not letting me know what it is.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Hilary Duff, the singer, the actress. We all know she's rich. She's famous. She goes on vacation, and while she's gone, she's posting all these Instagrams. Somebody goes to her house and robs her and steals tens of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. Now, I would think you wouldn't post pictures of you being gone unless somebody was there. I have some sort of security right there. If I'm gone and I'm posting pictures, somebody's at my house all the time. Because I have a dog who's 14 years old. So Mike D will stay at the house. Or I have a friend. Somebody's always at my house or I'm not posting pictures. I'm gone. You would think someone like Hilary Duff will be smart enough, or she'd be rich enough.
Have it on lockdown.
Yes. Yeah. Or she would have her thousands of dollars in jewelry in a safe somewhere when she left. There are so many levels to just, what are you thinking? She has a house in Beverly Hills. TMZ claims that thousands of dollars worth of jewelry was stolen. They said they were beefing up security now. That's a problem with getting an alarm. If you get an alarm after you get broken into,
too late.
They ain't coming back. They don't go, oh, you know what? We forgot that one necklace. Let's go get it now. Once you're done, once they got you, they got you. They don't come back. And I understand getting it in case someone else decides to come.
For sure. You have to get it. So, I mean.
Listen, if you're going to get a security system, get it before it happens. Otherwise, what are the odds you get hit twice? Almost none? Like, already got. Might as well not waste the money now.
That's a great point. And I didn't realize Hilary Duff was that rich.
Yeah. Rich. Rich. And that dude she married, she's not with anymore. I think he was hundreds of millions of dollars.
Because he was a hockey player.
No, his family had tons of money. I think they found like some sort of rare... some sort of rare rock in their yard.
Wow.
He was that, but his family had tons of money too.
They found a rare rock in their yard?
Like a kind of... They were mining for something and they found something.
Oh, and it like basically was all underneath their house. That's awesome. Like a quarry.
Here's Garth Brooks. He offers to pay for a baby's college tuition.
What?
They did a gender reveal at his concert.
Who is this guy?
I know. The greatest. He's the GOAT. The greatest of all time.
We'll make a deal. If I am still alive when Brooks goes to college, we'll pay for her college.
And then their name are Brooks.
Amazing.
Too.
But he still has to be alive.
I know. So every day they're like, all right, Garth's still alive. Hold up. What'd you look up, Lunchbox?
Okay. They had a furniture company called The Brick, which sold in 2012 for $700 million.
Where was the rock in their yard that I...
The Brick, that's why you thought it was rock.
Oh, it wasn't a rock, it was their furniture store.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I heard The Brick. I thought they found a brick that was worth a bunch of money.
Maybe you thought brick of gold or something.
I wonder how they got the money for that furniture store, though. Yeah.
Oh, probably from that rock.
From mining a rock in their yard, probably. Yeah. By the way, I was eating this weekend, and I got told to get up. A celebrity wanted my chair.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to you.
And did you?
Yeah. Or I had to. Like, they made me. No.
They made you?
They made me.
Oh, that's not cool.
Do you want to know who it is?
Yeah.
I'll tell you once I get
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Any guesses on what celebrity made me get up out of the chair?
Man.
Ooh.
No, I'm picturing you at the Faster Horses Festival, so maybe one of the artists there, like Brett Eldridge or Luke Bryan?
What happened was I was eating lunch, and they said, you have to get out of the chair because so-and-so's coming, and they want this chair. I'll tell you who it is in a minute.
Oh, another tease.
I know. Do you want to guess? Go ahead, Lunchbox.
I'm going to say it had to be an actor was there, right? I'm going to say Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, okay. Fair guesses. Eddie?
I already know.
Did I tell you the story?
You told me the story.
Oh, okay. So was it at the festival?
Yeah.
We'll
come back in a minute. First of all, though, let's do this.
So now let's hear your strong opinion on something dumb.
Everybody's like, oh, it's so hot outside. Would you rather be so hot outside or it's so cold? So hot or so cold, Amy?
Oh, man, so hot.
I would rather be so hot, too. I love so hot.
Yeah, I'd rather be so hot.
I hate so cold. So cold hurts. So hot's like, it's good. Like, I like just sweltering more than I do freezing.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
So hot. I hate cold weather. Hate it. Hate when my ears and my toes are cold. Oh, it's so miserable.
Like, it's cold in this studio right now, and I hate it.
Nah.
That was a strong opinion on something dumb.
So I go to Rhode Island on Saturday for the Tennis Hall of Fame induction because one of my dearest friends in life, Andy Roddick, was put in the Tennis Hall of Fame. And so I go... And so we go and we're having this lunch and, you know, chopping up some food, having some food. Mm. And I'm almost done. I'm there, Lindsay and I are there together, and I'm eating, and somebody comes up and goes, "I'm so sorry. We're going to have to ask you to move." And I'm like, and I'm sitting at Andy's table. We just talked for like 20 minutes. Andy had to go do some press stuff. I mean, he was in the Hall of Fame. And so we're gonna, and I'm like, "What?" They're like, "Yeah, security needs to have visibility, and these are the only chairs where they can be visible."
Oh, so you and Lindsay both had to get up?
We're in the middle of eating all your salads, right?
Okay.
And I'm like,
we have to take your plate with you.
We have to move? No, they felt bad. They gave us new plates.
Oh, nice. That's okay, nice. Okay,
so
okay.
We had to move like to the other side of this big table, and it was John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. And yeah. They're really nice, but they came with security. They're big deals.
Yeah, and they needed visibility.
And their security was like, "We have to have them at a spot where we can get to them."
Okay, so it was visibility for the security, not like for cameras. I thought it was like, we're going to get this really
there were no
cool
cameras
shot.
There.
Okay, I thought it was like, we're about to take a picture and we really would rather have John Legend and Chrissy Teigen in the picture.
Oh, man.
That would stink. Maybe it was. No, but... They're both really nice, and I don't think that they had anything to do with it. I think that when they go places, their security needs to make sure that they can get to them quick. And we were sitting like right in the middle of the walkway, and you know, we sat where it was easy.
Did you say, "Well, sorry, our security has eyes on us"?
No, because we didn't have security. They felt bad though. They were like, "Oh man, I know.
Dang, I didn't know they traveled like that. I didn't think at the Tennis Hall of Fame you would really need security because everybody there is probably pretty cool." You know,
there were a lot of cool people there. Way too cool for us. And so I went, and I was supposed to fly to Baltimore and then fly into Rhode Island. And I'd never been to Rhode Island before. By the way, what a state, right?
Yeah. Never been. Is it cool?
Did you see the whole state?
Yeah. I was like, here it is. All right, I'm out. But it was, it was really cool. So I'd never been to Rhode Island before. And we go, and Andy gives a speech, and I got like a little dust in my eye. It was a whole thing.
You cried.
It was a really good speech. Huh. Yeah. And it was, you know, when you see somebody that you really care about,
that's okay.
Care about something.
Actually, yeah.
It's okay to be moved by it.
Yes.
And so, but the problem was, it's super classy. Like, you have to wear to that ceremony, like a jacket and nice. And then at night, you had to wear a suit and tie. They lost all my luggage. I had nothing. So we had to do a Target run the night before just to get stuff for the day of, hoping my suitcase would get there for the night of. I didn't have a suit that night. I couldn't go to the night thing.
Oh.
So I went to the induction, had no suit, no clothes, because it was like mandatory shirt and tie and jacket. And I had no clothes. So I didn't get to go to –
So you just missed it because
– I went to the ceremony, the big part of it, but the celebration dinner I did not get to go to.
Because what a bummer, man.
No.
And here's the thing. And you tell me what you would have done. Because Brooklyn Decker, Andy's wife, was like, "Hey, go to Andy's room." And you give me the room. She goes, "They'll be up there waiting for you. And just put on one of Andy's suits." And I was like, "Here's the problem.
He's way bigger.
He's like 6'3" and like 50. I'm not walking into this looking like I'm in daddy's clothes." But I felt bad. But listen, I went there with my friend, and it was really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, John Legend made me get out of the seat.
Because I give you all.
He probably didn't. And Lindsay had a good time.
Yeah, so you got quality time with Lindsay because y'all haven't been able to see each other a lot. So you got to see her all weekend.
Yeah, I saw her this month. We've met our quota.
What is up? How was it?
It was good. I mean,
back together with your girlfriend again.
Yep, and then away we go.
I bet she was. I was picturing her being in an awesome mood this weekend because her music came out. I jammed out to Champagne, got to say, this weekend.
A lot of people did. Yeah, yeah, people like that song. I don't know if you guys heard it. I'll say this. You make me feel like I'm the champagne. This and Danielle Bradbury's song. We've had a bunch of Female Friday. I got another note because I have friends that work in the download business.
Yeah.
And they were like 1,300% females downloaded on Friday. But yeah, this is Lindsay's song, Champagne. If you like pre-order her record, you get this. Reminds me of the swinging 20s back in the blues bars.
Don't you dare take your hand off the small of my back. When we walk into a crowd, I love it when you do that. Keep telling me I'm beautiful, even though this room is full of VIPs. Like that crystal chandelier, ain't got nothing on me. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch. Diamonds hugging my neck for the paparazzi, got me like I'm dropping the mic. So naturally, David, just call me Aretha for real. You make
me feel like I'm the champagne.
Yeah, she was happy. She's happy to get new music out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can open my own door, but I like that you don't let me. Can't help but smile when I catch you, catch me. Crushing on you across the party, getting lost in your I don't wanna be here eyes. Everybody wants your attention, but tonight it's mine. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, skipping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck for the paparazzi.
To try champagne, like the actual, makes me like
feel like a superwoman. S is written on my chest, like I'm the only angel in Los Angeles.
The champagne tastes good,
yeah.
Yes,
it does.
Oh, yeah, it's like a sweet soda,
yeah. Dang. You would like, like a, there's a sparkling white wine called Prosecco. You would love it,
but I hate the, I've never tasted alcohol, but I hate that alcohol smell. It's like, ugh. Is that a thing? Is it like the coffee bitter taste?
It has a little bit of that at the end of it. Yeah.
Today's like National Tequila Day. Now, is tequila good?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It is?
Not
yes.
To me.
Like, it didn't taste, I don't think it tastes good, but it's good. I mean,
like, it makes you feel good?
Yeah.
Is it like,
I don't think it tastes good, but it's good.
Okay. Again, not having drank myself. Is it like NyQuil where it tastes really bad, but you get a really good thing from it?
Exactly.
That's what's in a margarita.
NyQuil?
Tequila.
Oh, tequila.
Good. Good knowledge there, Amy.
Thank you.
But it doesn't taste good.
Or even you can like, do it straight with a little salt and lime.
Fine tequilas. Do they taste good?
Yes.
They do taste good?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tastes natural tequila. They have some.
All right, I will.
I was telling the story earlier about how I was having lunch, and John Legend security needed that spot where I was sitting. They said, hey, we need you guys to move.
Because I give you all.
Then I was handed this story because it was John Legend's bodyguard. It was like, hey, you guys got to move. Harry Styles went to this Dunkirk movie premiere, and he has 6 bodyguards. He required 6 bodyguards for around-the-clock protection because girls were sneaking into his hotel room, trying to get up to it, and people were trying to get up to him, also take pictures. But there were 2 at all the time, but I'm just thinking of 6. How much it would cost all the time? Like, he's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
A lot, yeah.
I guess it's a good problem.
You gotta invest in your safety.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, girls sneaking up in your hotel room, how terrible.
yeah, but one knife and that girl's stabbing you.
Yeah, because
times.
They see him with another girl and then they get jealous.
I didn't think of it that angle. Because I just thought about hotties climbing up the balcony.
No.
What?
I was just thinking hotties climbing up the balcony.
No, I heard your words.
Is that what you want, Lunchbox?
No, that's what I picture.
Lunchbox's fantasy to be in a boy band and have hotties climbing up the balcony.
Why not just have them take the elevator up to the room and walk up? Like, why must they climb up a balcony?
They're sneaking in.
They're sneaking in.
Oh, you want like a dirty sneak.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're just coming up to the door.
Like, they're
really
like
sneaking.
Pecking on the window like, let me in.
Yeah. That's more fun. They're rappelling from the roof, you know? Like, oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
That's showing dedication and want. A drive.
Desire. Thomas Rhett released some of his new song, Unforgettable, on Friday. Here you go. There's Thomas Rhett, Unforgettable. There's a cyclist here. She had her bike stolen. She saw somebody posting about it on Facebook. She's like, hey, I'm selling a bike. She's like, that's my bike. Yeah. Her name is Jenny. So she was like, all right, I got to get this thing back. She said, I pretended I was interested and asked silly questions. I said, yeah, the saddle's too high. Can I test it out? It looks a little high. So she goes over and is like wobbling and just takes off on the bike.
Got him. I love it.
Reminds me of my stepdad when they stole his Jeep.
Yes.
And he found it in the woods. Somebody tipped him off and he found it in the woods. And he was at someone's trailer, and there was a fence around it. And he climbed the fence, hot-wired the Jeep, and stole it back.
Mm-hmm. But it's his, so it wasn't stealing.
I know, but you get shot.
Yeah, yeah,
it's still dangerous. All they're thinking is someone's stealing my Jeep, that parentheses that I stole. But they're like, someone's stealing my Jeep. That Michael Phelps thing was such a
letdown.
First of all, I wasn't that interested anyway because it was Michael Phelps and a shark. You knew the shark was going to win.
But we definitely spent time debating on the show how the shark was going to be swimming next to him, what was going to happen. I mean, we were into it.
They even planned that there'll be 15 people in the middle of them.
Right.
Losers.
Clearly, we can't put Michael in one lane and a white shark on the far lane.
Clearly, tell us about a month ago so we don't spend all our time talking about it.
Right.
You know, we're going to have to do a simulation.
Oh, genius. So dumb. How much did he get paid for that?
A lot.
I hope a lot to lie to us.
He betrayed our trust.
You mad, Amy?
He did. Yeah. I will never vote for him for office.
No way.
He's a liar.
I'll be like, Michael Phelps.
I'm not even going to go to Subway today.
No.
Just only today. Is he still a Subway guy?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I do love Subway, though. Like, if we're on the road, I don't care where a Subway is or how shady the strip center is. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, let's go Subway. I'm still going with Subway. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
How's your weekend?
It was really good. Pretty low key. My husband and I just stayed at the house a lot, but.
Did you watch anything?
Man in a High Castle that we've been binging.
And what network is that?
Amazon.
I don't have that channel.
Yeah, we're halfway through season two.
It's not a channel. I have Amazon Prime. They're all channels to me at this
point. So if you have Amazon Prime, then you have all the TV and movie stuff that Amazon has to offer. So you're paying for it anyway. You might as well see what you got on there.
Huh.
Yeah, it's just like, legit.
It's legit. It's just like Netflix, except for it's just not as widely known, I don't think.
They need a couple big shows. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is one of them, maybe. Because I heard about it from...
Man That's High.
My husband heard about it from a friend. I heard about it from a friend. So we decided, okay, we're going to go for it. And now, I mean, we're committed. It's got two seasons, and we're halfway through the second one already. We started, like, last weekend.
That Defiant one's on HBO, which is good.
What's that about?
It's about Dr. Dre and... Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine and how they come from these... You know, from nothing, and they end up being billionaires, and how their paths brought them together. It's a documentary, a musical documentary.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Okay. I don't know. You said I might not like it, but
yeah, I think it's probably a little what they call too inside baseball for you.
Okay.
But it also, like, man, just pursue your dream. When people tell you no, and anybody successful gets rejected way more than we have any idea. Hello, Jennifer in Fort Worth. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Really good. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Oh, well, we were just calling. My son here is 3, and I've been a 10-year listener, and he's been listening his whole life. Raging Idiots was his very first concert, so we just wanted to say hi to everybody there and then to ask you how your book was going.
Well, first of all, tell him hello. Man, first concert, Raging Idiots, that's a lifelong story not to tell. Huh? That one. The second book's okay. I mean, it's about as good as the first book was going, terribly. I mean, when I wrote that first book, I hated it. I was like, nobody's going to read this thing.
Okay, but people read it. New York Times bestseller.
I know,
that's
but...
right. Three times over.
Four times.
Sorry.
My bad.
I miscounted. I was like, wait.
I didn't think that book... I thought the book was terrible. I have a call on Wednesday with my publisher.
Ooh.
And they're going to ask where I am. I'll be like, it's terrible. It's going terrible.
So do you kind of like, you know, just smudge it a little bit or pat it?
It's a think piece.
Pat it.
What does that mean?
Well, okay. Like you may have like 0 pages, but you're like, I got about 20 pages.
No, I always undersell everything my whole life. Undersell and then over.
Deliver. Oh.
Boom.
That's the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll just tell the truth. But like, I'm in a terrible place with it. Like sometimes I'm like, what do I write about next? I don't think the things I have to say are that important for a book. But it's going terrible. If I could just tell you the truth, Jennifer, my second book's going pretty terrible.
Can't wait to buy it.
You know, but I did think the first one was going terrible too. But thank you for the call. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, we liked the first one, so we're looking forward to the second.
Thank you very much. Speaking of the Raging Idiots, do you want to hear us at the show?
Yeah.
So it starts to pour down rain in our set after we've already been delayed. We played at Faster Horses Music Festival, like 50,000 people out there, and we're delayed 2 hours to get on the main stage. And Lauren, Elena, and Michael Ray had played. We're waiting to get on. And as we're playing, it starts to rain again, right?
We love the rain. Welcome the rain. Bring on the rain.
So we decided to go to Purple Rain out of nowhere.
We're going to play a rain song right now.
Then I get into my preacher mode.
Because the rain's not going to affect us. Can I get an amen? I said the rain's not going to affect us. Can I get an amen? Thank you all so much.
And then we went to Purple Rain. They all like, ah.
That's awesome.
It's just pouring. And poor Lindsay is out in the, it's just pouring on top of her. She's out playing the solo. And I just, I'm like, she's going to electrocute it. She's going to get electrocuted.
Oh my gosh. That was going to be my dumb question. Yeah. Like,
you don't want your instruments to get wet, but sometimes you just got to suck it up and go play.
And risk getting electrocuted?
You really been,
or is there proper cords?
There was no lightning.
Okay.
Because we got delayed for lightning.
And I know, then, I'm worried about water and plugs.
Me like, too, just because I don't want to have to buy instruments. That's why I'm worried. But no, I don't know.
Okay.
An armed robber was at Starbucks, and he's up there with a knife robbing it, and somebody that's in there all the time takes the chair and bashes it over like wrestling.
It's awesome.
And he crushes them. Did you guys see that story?
It was great. And then he wrestles them to the ground. Is, I mean, I'm like, why would you, if his back to you, just head out the door?
What?
instead of hit him with the chair, just walk out the back. Yeah. A 30-year-old guy named Ryan Flores walked into a Starbucks, and he was wearing an Optimus Prime mask from Transformers, and he had a toy gun but a real knife.
What?
Mm-hmm. And so he goes up, and he demanded cash from the register, and that's when the customer decided to step in. He grabbed a metal chair and slammed him in the back with it like wrestlers do. And then started brawling with them. You saw the video?
Oh, it's great. He puts his arm around his neck and starts wrestling. Boom, they almost knock over a display and down to the ground. And I was like, okay, that's stepping up and doing something. But, I mean, there was really no need.
Well, who knows? He maybe saved someone's life.
But he better get free Starbucks for life. Like, if Mr. Starbucks, Schultz guy, I think that's his name, is watching, this dude better have Starbucks for life for free. Give him the Starbucks card.
Yeah, I agree.
A Texas company is recalling coffee. Now, not Starbucks, but a different kind of coffee. They're recalling one of its roasts because there's a part of it that's similar to what Viagra does to you.
What?
In the coffee?
No.
Yeah. That's some hard coffee.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a stiff drink in the morning.
Does the coffee make you get up quicker from bed?
How did that happen?
Hey, there's no caffeine crash with that coffee.
Okay,
wait, what?
No! No!
That joke crash, dude.
It's Cylindrophil, which is part of the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra. It's made in the coffee. And so people are drinking the coffee.
Why is it in
like,
the coffee?
Huh. What's happening? Amy, I don't know. It's a voluntary recall.
Okay.
Wow.
Because it contains that.
Wow. So interesting.
It is interesting.
I guess their coffee is pretty stiff, huh?
I already used that one.
Yeah, oh, you did? Oh, God. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. So dumb.
Hey, you're such a boner, dude.
Okay.
Man, you went for that one.
Man.
That was okay. Just
right there. Amy, got anything?
No. Y'all, come on.
All right, listen.
Be mature.
I know we're going to come back. I'm going to wreck this next segment about.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh. What have we got next?
What?
What's coming up?
Oh, they changed the. What?
I did it.
Never mind. They're changing the smoking age. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
No, to what?
Well, Chris Christie did.
Yeah.
In Jersey.
It's the state thing.
I thought you were going to do another joke.
No, no more jokes. I'll tell you the smoking age they changed it to. Hold on a minute. Eddie's trying to convince everyone in the room that women like dad bods.
I think it's a true statement. I think women now are liking dad bods a little more.
I think women see things other than bodies first. So they'll take a dad bod. I don't think it's they prefer. If you said, okay, which would you rather have? And you take a picture of a ripped up, really healthy guy or dad bod.
Okay, so just for people listening that may not understand what a dad bod is, or Eddie, maybe you should tell us what this dad bod, define dad bod.
Not so lean, a little more like a softer.
Yeah.
Soft around
puffy,
the edges.
Puffy.
Puffy.
Yeah.
Puffy.
So if you said, healthy guy, really fit,
really
six
lean,
pack, or dad bod, and know nothing else about him. The healthy the guy's gonna get picked.
But
women
guy?
Have the depth in their sense to go, you know what? It's not just about the body.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're the better. They can see things that we can't. We're just
we are.
Is she pretty?
Like girl.
We're caveman. Like pretty girl.
But that's why dad bods are more acceptable to women. Oh.
But eventually, do y'all looks fade?
To guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, like, she can be so hot, and even her crazy hot meter can be off the
looks
charts.
Fade.
But looks eventually will fade.
Yes.
Okay.
Would you guys agree?
Sure. Yeah, I agree with that. I just think, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, like, he's got dad bod now, and people are liking that. Like, girls are
because he's Leonardo DiCaprio.
He, like,
he's
parties on yachts and stuff.
I just saw him as, like, a spokesperson for the dad bod.
How come Harold doesn't have models?
Yeah. No, I guess I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
It's
like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Harold in Sacramento, who just hangs out, regular 9-to-5, dad bod, doesn't have models.
Dang. Okay.
I know. So, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie raises the smoking age to 21. How do you feel about that?
I think that it's, I think if we're going to pick an age, whether it's 18 or 21, let's pick an age to do it all. Like,
why are you still on my theory on life?
I agree with you on it. I agree with you on it.
I haven't said that yet.
But I know you're going to say it.
You can't predict.
She's predicting the words out of your mouth.
She's doing predictive text right now.
No, I mean, what Bobby is about to say to you all, I agree with.
Listen, I think, first of all, I think smoking to me is disgusting. However, if the age to be an adult is 18, you should be able to drink at 18. You should be able to smoke at 18. You should be able to go and vote. Hey, you know how important voting is? It's probably the single most important thing that we do as a citizen of America. If you can vote at 18, you can go fight a war at 18. 18, or we make 21 the adult age. But whatever the adult age is, we need to commit to that. It's too much. 21 here, 18 here. Oh, but 17. But if you're 14, you can get a permit in Arkansas. But if you're 15 in other states, we need to figure out these rules.
So, question for you. Would you go, would you lean towards 21 for everything or 18 for everything? If you had to pick right now.
18.
Wow, okay.
For everything.
Wow. Even going to the club?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the adult. I think 18 is the, if you can vote at 18, you should be able to do everything.
You could even change voting to 21, though.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, because waiting to go to the club till 21, that's a long time. Yeah.
Good point. I didn't think about it like that. Yeah. Bobby Bones Show. A mom got on Facebook looking for advice after she found out that her friend, another mom, had put breast milk in her brownies because she didn't have any other milk and she had to make brownies. So the mom said she used breast milk because the school was having a bake sale. She had to make brownies.
The bake sale!
Yeah, yeah. And she did not have time to run to the store. So she used breast milk. Amy.
It does not bother me at all, but I feel like if you're going to do something like at a bake sale for an entire school, you can't do that because people are not used to it.
So you say no. Does the human body do something different with breast milk?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not that big of a deal to me.
If,
like,
I don't know and it's going to do nothing bad to my body,
yeah,
then I'm okay with it.
Exactly. So it's worse to get it from a cow's udder? No,
it just seems weird. But yeah, if I don't know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into Starbucks and go, I'll take the breast milk brownie. And we're gonna but
breast milk latte.
If I have no idea, I'm cool.
Okay, let's say you're at a restaurant. They're out of milk.
And I'm not taking it knowingly.
No. And they don't tell you, and they give you a cup full of breast milk. Okay? Like, is that okay?
If I don't know about it, I just don't want to know about it. No, it's not okay.
Remember when we had that listener call in and say that she made her husband macaroni and cheese with breast milk and he had no idea?
He never knew. Eddie, yes.
Guys, it says that you can pass on infectious diseases through breast milk.
You can pass on. Okay, but you know what? It's not like pasteurized. Here's
the
thing.
It's not tested, I guess,
like
too.
Like cow milk gets basically filtered.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Breast milk.
Unless you put it in the Brita.
Don't worry, guys.
If you Brita the breast milk, I think we're probably good.
That's funny. Genius. Oh. Yes. Don't worry.
Hey, Jennifer in Oklahoma City.
Hey.
Tell me something.
Well, first of all, I listen to you every day on my way to work, and I'm a nurse, and you just make my life happy every morning. I'm laughing way to work.
Thank you very much.
The whole show. Anyhow, several years ago, my kiddos are old now. I say older. My brother and my father gave me a hard time when I breastfed my kids. And just like it was unnatural, I shouldn't do that. And both kids were born around the holiday season. And we have deviled eggs. And so it was our turn to make the deviled eggs. And so for Christmas, with my second child, I made my deviled eggs and put some breast milk in them.
Oh, come on.
And my brother both eat it. And they still don't know.
Ugh. Like,
why,
again,
why did you do you put who, you put milk in your deviled eggs?
Let me ask you a
anyways?
Question. Do you put okay, Amy? I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know how you make them.
But so. I gotta okay. So my head is: are you again? This is gonna be a totally ignorant question because I've never had a kid.
Okay.
Never seen a milk breast.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
It's the same thing.
Do you put like a suction on it, or do you just milk the breast into the can into like the bowl? Okay, but so you, this is my, so did you, what did you do? Did you suction the milk out or did you just?
I just poured some from a bottle.
Okay.
Oh, so
okay,
is okay. It a bottle? Okay.
Because I'm just picturing you above the deviled eggs going, squeeze.
No.
Okay.
But not dramatic.
Okay, well, hey, listen, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you.
All right, I appreciate you.
Oh, you're referring to a breast pump?
Right. Yeah. What do I know?
I mean.
Exactly. Nothing.
You know a lot.
Not about that.
But that was a really good question.
Yeah, that was a fair question.
Yeah.
I'm picturing her above the bowl going, sure. Quink.
Why not?
Quink, quink. Oh. Yeah. Get your Bobby Balls. Hello, Steven in Brooklyn, Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning, Bobby. How we doing?
I'm doing good. It was a long night for us because we were in Brooklyn, Michigan. We played at 6 p.m. last night, and then we got on a bus after the show and drove all the way in, got right off the bus, and did the radio show this morning.
God bless your soul. Let me tell you, shout out to the Silver Lake crew. Been doing Fast Horse for the last 5 years, and you guys absolutely killed it. Brought the party back after the rain last night, Bobby.
Oh, were you at the show last night?
Oh, yeah.
How did you think the Raging Idiots did? We can take it.
I think you guys absolutely killed it, to be honest. You guys were a lot of fun. There's a lot of doubters, but you guys proved them wrong through the rain and everything. You guys got a good group of people with you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it did rain right in the middle of our... We got delayed 2 hours because of the rain. They saw lightning in the forecast.
Yeah.
And so you don't want people out in the middle of a fairgrounds or a racetrack with lightning. So everybody got told to get off the premises. It wasn't just wait. Like, you have to get off the premises. And so then people came back and... As we're playing, it starts to just pound down rain again. And so this is like some of the audio into the board.
We love the rain. We welcome the rain. Bring on the rain.
Yeah, we'll do
we're going to play a rain song right now. Because the rain's not going to affect us. Can I get an amen? I said the rain's not going to affect us. Can I get an amen? Thank you all so much.
That is so funny. Then we play Purple Rain. We didn't have that planned, but it started raining. I was like, oh, crap. They're going to leave if we don't do something. So we played Purple Rain. We didn't know that many rain. It's the only rain song we knew.
Is this y'all?
No, this
sounds
Prince.
Really good. Oh.
That audio you're hearing is like from our drummer's ears.
Okay.
Like, I just, sometimes I go on to Preacher. I never meant to call you. Come on.
I never knew you called you any pain.
Whoa. Can I get a name? I don't want to walk down that street. Some people will go out and play. Like, you stay playing while it's raining, but I stayed under the guard. And, like, some of our braver players are like, going out, like getting the crowd. I'm like, I'm not getting my instrument wet. I'm not buying another guitar. You guys are crazy. Like, they're like real players. And they're like, ah! Me, I'm like backing up into the drums. I'm like, I don't want to get wet. Oh my good. There's a Bobby Cast with Tom Douglas. I want you to listen to it. Go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Cast. And he talks about his very first ever song was he was 41 years old.
I started writing the song Little Rock, which really was just autobiographical. Reconnected with Paul Worley, gave him a cassette at a cocktail party, expecting him never to listen to it. And about 2 weeks go by, and he calls me one day and says, I've been listening to a couple of these songs. I think I like them. Why don't you let me run with it and see if I can get anything going? And
so he gave it to Colin Ray. I think I'm on a road. Wrote it by himself, put on a cassette. That Keith Urban, Raise Him Up.
He got a little bit uncomfortable with the fact that he's Australian and there's that patriotic verse. Can an Australian guy sing about, you know, fists black and blue, fight for the truth? So I don't know if that was Keith's idea or Nathan's, but somebody had a great idea to get Eric Church involved, and that was That was amazing.
So church came in. It's a Bobby cast on iHeartRadio and iTunes. Search for it. That's with Tom Douglas. Let's go over to Amy's pile right now. Amy, what do you have?
Well, the Navy just announced that they have their very first female Navy SEAL candidate.
I saw that. Now, yeah. What's the deal with this?
She's the first since the Pentagon announced that women could serve on the front line. That was about 18 months ago. So here she is. She's a candidate, so she still has to go through BUDS training, which is the basic underwater demolition SEAL training that they do. And it's the exact same training. She has to do exactly what all the men do.
And it should be that way.
Right.
It shouldn't be a man-woman thing. It should just be to be a SEAL, you should be able to do this.
But remember reading in Lone Survivor how crazy BUDS training is? Like, oh my gosh. It's, wow.
Yeah. Does everyone understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yes, it should be the same. It should not be altered. Yeah.
It's not, let's make it different for men and women. It's just to be a SEAL, regardless of what gender... You should just be able to do X, Y, and Z. And if you can, regardless of what you are, you've passed.
Right.
And so, yeah, good luck to her. Good luck to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. What else you got?
Pepsi just announced that Crystal Pepsi is going to be re-released
like
in stores.
Like a clear one?
Yep. Starting in August. It's, remember, like Clear Coke and Crystal
Pepsi. But I don't think
Pepsi.
That was good. We were tiny when that came out. And I remember it not being good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't into it, but a lot of people, I guess, are feeling like nostalgic with it. They're pretty excited about the caffeine-free clear cola's return.
I don't, you know, I do love a Coke about twice a year, but I can't see me breaking it for Crystal Pepsi. Now, what else?
So a bunch of singles in America were surveyed. Match.com did this survey, and 87% of respondents said that someone taking care of you when you're sick is a major sign of commitment and love. So basically, if someone you're dating takes care of you, brings you soup, well, you know, while you're sick, boom, it's serious.
Yeah, my girlfriend takes care of me.
And?
I don't want to get sick.
No. And
it's great when she does.
Okay. Have you ever taken care of her when she's sick?
Oh, I didn't go on vacation for one because she was sick and I just stayed with her. So,
what?
Yeah, of course. What?
You gave up a vacation because your girlfriend was sick?
This last time, or 4th of July, we had those a couple days off.
That's why?
She was sick. Well, just the first part of it because we had 3 days we could have went and that had no, it just worked. But she was sick, so I was like, I'll just stay here and make sure.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm not a terrible person.
But were you around her?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was. I know how you guys think I'm a robot, but I'm okay. Like, I think I'm okay. What else you got?
Okay, so we've heard this before, but now I'm backing it up with a study out of Stanford University, and they know what they're talking about there. Just thinking about exercise can make you live longer.
That's bull crap.
Nope.
That's bull crap.
Nope.
I hate it when they go, just thinking like you're eating healthy makes you lose weight. Bull crap.
The researchers found that when people believed they were in shape, it actually led to drops in their weight, body fat, and blood pressure. You take the stress off yourself of like not being healthy, and stress can add weight.
I'd rather do that than work out.
I'm going to think about it all week, positive about like, how.
Then
great.
Weigh yourself.
Yeah.
Take a Monday, then just think about it and eat the same.
Yes.
And then weigh yourself on Friday and see how many pounds you dropped.
Yeah, two things from this. You just got to believe that you're in shape, and then also think about exercise.
Yeah.
And you're going to live longer.
Treadmill.
At BobbyBones.com, there is a blog that Amy put up. If you can't wind down at night, you can try this tea with ashwagandha.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know. Amy handed me this note.
Ashwagandha.
Yeah.
Huh.
Lynn, your girlfriend drinks it, too.
Bless you.
No, it's an awesome... It helps with, like... relaxing your mood. If you've got anxiety or anything, it'll help calm you. It's a natural way to do it, and you can make a little nighttime concoction. It'll help you sleep.
BobbyBones.com. A California man suing the lottery. He was denied $5 million. Got the winning ticket. But guess what? He sent his underage son to buy the ticket. I don't see how he wins this. A Long Beach man sued the state of California, alleging he was wrongfully denied a $5 million scratchers ticket prize because his 16-year-old son bought the ticket.
How did they find out?
A California lottery representative did not reply to request or comment. He says his son bought 5 scratchers at a mobile station by exchanging other winning tickets. One of the 5 winning was a $5 million prize. He validated the ticket at the 7-Eleven the same day and then again at the lottery office. The award is denied because the son was a minor and not legally able to play the lottery. This guy will not win, and nor should he win.
That stinks.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad luck.
My goodness.
B-U-M-M-E-R.
You can't be 16 and play the lottery.
Bummer.
It's true.
Have you never seen The Fresh Prince or whatever, that one where they play the jackpot?
Full House.
Fresh Prince.
Full House. Yeah. And they shouldn't step over the rope, and they do, and they play, and they win the slot machine.
Man.
Yeah.
What an idiot dad.
He doesn't know. He thinks he's going to win $50, and no one's going to question him on it. But there's no way he wins this, right?
No, he
should have won it, right?
Right, he shouldn't win it. His son broke the law.
Mm.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a stinker.
Yeah.
That's a stinker.
That'll ruin your day, ruin your life.
Your life,
if
huh?
If you let it.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
What did you do this weekend?
Man, I did a lot of hanging out, chilling, did some yard work. Yard was getting a little out of control, just trying to get that under there, you know, weeding and mowing and
keeping
edging
up that yard
all that.
Of the month.
Are you liking keeping your yard looking good?
I used to think, man, what kind of loser cares about their yard? How stupid. And now I see it getting along. I'm like, oh, that looks bad. And I'm like, man, I'm old. I thought about this yesterday. I'm like, I am so old that I care about my yard. And if there's weeds and like in the flower beds, I'm like, oh, pluck that one. Pluck that one. So annoying.
So you did a week in yard work.
Yeah.
Did you feel fulfilled, though?
I felt good.
Yeah?
I felt good because when people walk by, they're probably like, hey, look at that house. You know? It's curb appeal. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
And then you did what else?
And then I caught up on the challenge.
What's that?
Dirty 30.
What's that?
It's the 30th season of the challenge on MTV, Real World and all
30th?
Them.
And you and your wife like those shows, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they tell them that it's only for $350,000, the prize. True story, the lie. At the end, they reveal it's for $1 million.
See, I think they mess up on that. I think the lie is you tell them for $1 and you watch their, like, that emotion. Like, you just, because imagine that it's exciting. Like, oh, it's really worth $1 million. Wow! But what if you go, just kidding, it's only worth $1.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's better TV.
That's horrible.
But that's why it's good TV.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's like Joe Millionaire when they thought they were dating this really rich bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end, it turns out Joe Millionaire was a plumber.
I love that.
Yeah, that was good TV because you got to watch the disappointment of shallow people.
Can be really successful.
Of course, but not living in a mansion, a millionaire, and all these girls were like trying to be like, I'm too pretty.
Money grabbers.
Hey, money.
That's how they talk.
Yeah. They're like minions. So yard work. And the challenge, that was your weekend.
That was my weekend.
Bobby's weekend was a little different. You're all, I felt like jealous for a second. You were living the like tennis dream, tennis Hall of Fame dream, like in this.
Is that a dream? Listen, my friend was inducted into the tennis Hall of Fame, so I went. And
it seemed like a different class of people.
Oh, it's a class that I shouldn't be in. I mean, I feel out of place.
I mean, you were in a hat and everything.
Yeah.
Those are free.
Oh, okay.
That hat looked, how do I say it? Ridiculous.
Yeah, it seemed kind of like
it was super
awesome,
hot outside.
But
and they were listen, you had to wear a suit and a tie. Guys, there's a reason I never played tennis. I couldn't afford to play tennis. But then when I got older, my friend was a tennis player. So I went. He got inducted in the Hall of Fame, so I went.
Well, not that Andy and Brooklyn are like that, but was the feel of it, like any of it stuffy or was it just awesome?
They're not like that.
I know
oddly.
They're not. They're, but I mean, at an event like that,
tennis is a stuffy sport.
Yeah,
and they're oddly not stuffy people at all. And so it was good. I had fun. It was good. I wish I would have lost my luggage. They lost my luggage for 2 days. They didn't. Brooklyn and it didn't. But the airline.
Yeah, airline.
And pictures from that. Well, I guess they came out. But when some people were posting pictures from that, was when I noticed that Brooklyn was pregnant. But then it got announced too.
I didn't know it was a secret.
What?
What did you do?
Nothing. I just didn't know it was a secret. I've known she's been pregnant. Like, I guess I don't talk about...
I had no idea until I saw on Instagram, like, our friend that works with them, and that's their friend, he posted a picture, and I was like, okay, she's got to be pregnant, right?
I saw E! News do a thing, too, like, your Brooklyn Decker's pregnant. And I was like, this is a secret. Good thing my mouth just didn't pop off about other people's business. There's two pregnancy stories. One, Brooklyn, but I've known she's pregnant for a while, because Andy was like, I'm coming to your hall.
She has the bump, for sure.
Yeah, and then Pink, when she was pregnant, I knew Pink was pregnant, because Chesney was like, yeah, and I didn't know that was a secret. I know so many secrets. I know the most secrets about Nashville. The most.
Tell us some more.
No, but people have to tell me their secrets, or I'll just go like, oh yeah, I heard this, you know. If you tell me a secret, it's not coming out of the box. But I don't know those are secrets. Like, let me tell you this one story about Amy, right?
Yeah, tell us.
So last night, she was down behind the Waffle House, right?
Oh, okay. Waffle House.
It's my favorite.
Well, where's it going?
It's a secret.
Then what
it's
happened?
A secret. No. Yeah, it's a secret.
It's a secret. Yeah, I didn't know that was a secret. But yeah, no.
Well, it's not anymore.
It's not anymore. Their kid is awesome.
Is he super cute?
How old is he now?
Like one?
Wow.
Two? Seven? I don't know what kids are.
Probably one or two.
Is he like beautiful?
Yes.
Like a beautiful baby?
Yes, and big and like athletic.
To
and
me, like
it's
a
walking
model.
Down, like giving everybody high fives. It's just like.
That's cool.
I wish those two could have something prettier and. and
so perfect.
They're more successful.
Yeah,
in
I
life.
Wish they were more. Yeah. I wish they were more kind. And some people have it all.
Yeah.
I'm over here struggling to get by my dog.
You're pretty good, man.
By struggling to get by, you mean?
And gray hair on my sideburn.
I see that.
Do you see that?
I see it, dude. I see it, and I don't say anything because it's sad. Like, I got it in my beard, and it's
I have it in my chin.
It's emotional. When someone tells you that, you're like, just shut up.
I know.
Like,
it's in my sideburn.
Yeah.
And I posted it on my Instagram. I posted a video just talking. Someone's like, nice gray hair in your sideburn. Oh. And I was like, oh.
See, and then you block them because it's just.
No, I don't block them. I don't care about that much. But yeah, I gotta shave my sideburns, but I don't have any in my head.
Just right in the sideburn.
And I don't have any in my body hair. All
nice.
All
and
dark.
Dark.
Yeah. What if only your body hair was gray? Like down it was like, hello, gray. That's it. That'd be weirder, huh?
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, appreciate you guys being here. The big hot topic today was should paddling be allowed in schools? Because back in our day, at least in my school it was. But there's a school in Texas, like, yep, 6-0 will vote. They voted, kids will now get paddled. So at BobbyBones.com, you'll be able to see that. Also, you can see photos of the Raging Idiots playing Faster Horses Festival. We played with Luke Bryan and Old Dominion and Brett Eldridge.
That like, crowd literally. Is crazy.
Yeah, and there are 50,000 people watching us.
It's like a sea of people.
And after we finished, everybody left. Nobody stayed for Luke Bryan.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, everybody came okay. for the idiots. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, appreciate you being here today and hope you have a great Monday. We'll catch you guys here tomorrow. You can go to the Bobby Cast and listen to that. That's a show I do at my house. Just search Bobby Cast. Talk to artists and songwriters on iHeartRadio and iTunes.
I listened to that last songwriter, dude. I like him.
Tom Douglas?
Yep. I like him.
He wrote Little Rock for Colin Ray, you know?
Yep.
So, I think I'm on the road. Wrote it by himself on a cassette, living in Texas. Just gave it away to somebody. He was like, hey, let's see if it gets cut, right? And then he's like, I guess I'll move back to Nashville. And then he writes Raise Him Up for Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, House That Built Me. He wrote Brett Eldridge, Something I'm Good At with Brett. Like, he's always been on that progressive side from Colin Ray to Brett Eldridge.
Yeah.
Like, he's always, anyway, I always get into the songwriter stuff. Appreciate that. It's called the Bobby Cash. You can listen. See you tomorrow. Come on, get your Bobby Bones on. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.